From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, July 30th. I'm Sarah Wright. Drought, climate change, and mismanagement are a recipe for extinction, according to panelists at a recent hearing on the crisis of the state's salmon fisheries, moderated by Senator Mike McGuire. The Healdsburg Democrat chairs a committee on fisheries and aquaculture, which heard testimony from agency heads, tribal chairs, and environmental groups from across the state this week. Panelists testified about how environmental factors and management decisions that overallocate water delivery to agricultural interests have led to a severe decline in native salmonids that grows grimmer every year. Chuck Bonham, the director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, says the rapidity of cascading events means fish don't have enough time to rebound from each subsequent disaster. Lakes are low, temperatures are climbing, and most of the snowpack melted into parched earth rather than feeding reservoirs.
We see low water flows in our rivers and our creeks. Those low flows, in turn, trigger warmer water temperatures. Those warmer water temperatures increase fish stress. They also amplify the risk and prevalence of pathogens and disease spread. They contribute to elevated levels of juvenile salmon mortality. They are causing adult pre-spawn mortality rates that are unusual, and this is likely to contribute to in-stream egg loss. So we learned from the last drought. We are currently observing impacts, but the reality is the full impacts of 2021 really won't be realized for another 2 or 3 years, because as you know, these fish have about a 3-year life cycle.
Don McInhill, the executive director of Russian Riverkeepers, said his organization has been urging the community to take drastic conservation measures since May of last year.
Our steelhead in the river this summer are already facing temperatures in the up of Cloverdale Reach that are 3 degrees warmer than last year, and it's staying in the unhealthy range for much longer periods of time. The extremely low flows mean fish have less ability to move around and relocate to areas with better water quality. But make no mistake, as we've shown by our actions in previous droughts, when we have tension between the human need for water and fish, the fish always come last. We have to do a better job. And last April and May, I was getting so alarmed at where we were up in Lake Mendocino in the upper Russian River, where it's hitting as bad as anywhere in the Russian River. If we had taken proactive conservation steps when we had water, we could have an extra 10,000 acre feet of water behind Lake Mendocino.
Eileen Sobek, the executive director of the State Water Resources Control Board, said the Russian River watershed has experienced the lowest precipitation it's had in 100 years.
Lake Mendocino was at risk for draining completely by the end of the year if the current dry conditions persist without action taken by the water board.
But other panelists blasted managers at the state and federal level, including the Water Board, for its lack of action. Barry Nelson is the policy representative for the Golden State Salmon Association, a conservation and fishing group. He says bad water management, not drought or climate change, is to blame for the salmon die-off that's already underway this year. He laid out the particulars of the biological opinion he calls the Trump Extinction Plan. It's still in effect.
This current biological opinion by the Trump administration has eliminated a couple of things. Completely eliminated the carryover storage requirement. So instead of 1.9 million acre feet of water in storage, this year the Bureau may have a million, may have less than a million acre feet of water, almost half of what was required previously. That's the reason there's inadequate cold water. And they're releasing more water, we believe, than is that should be allowed under state environmental and water use laws. Happy to explain that in addition. Second, the new Trump policy doesn't just eliminate the carryover storage requirement, it then legalizes the fish kill. And you mentioned this briefly, this biological opinion allows the Bureau to kill, it's not an exaggeration, every single endangered winter run salmon below Shasta Dam for 3 years running. What happened then? Is reinitiation, a multi-year reinitiation process would begin. That's a plan for extinction.
Kate Poole, a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Fund, said the Water Board hasn't prevented the Bureau of Reclamation from delivering large amounts of water to Central Valley agriculture, which will result in hot, shallow pools, just as fish are laying eggs below Shasta Dam.
That brings us back to the State Water Board, which has to review and approve Reclamation's temperature management plan for Shasta every year under Reclamation's state water rights permit. Because of that authority, the State Water Board could have required Reclamation to operate Shasta very differently this year, to reduce releases over the summer and increase the size of the cold water pool. But instead, the Water Board chose to allow Reclamation to operate Shasta in a way that's likely to wipe out the entire run.
McGuire noted that the current drought is likely to be worse than the one of 2014-2015. On the Klamath River, Karuk Tribal Chairman Russell Buster Atterbury says the tribe is prepared to share its long-proven ecological practices. He wants meaningful consultation and action from the agencies.
We're out of time. We need the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Water Boards to enforce existing environmental laws to protect our fishery. This means the legislature must adequately fund these agencies to carry out their mission. And again, having the tribes, giving the tribes a seat at the table.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.